Now, returning to the ceasefire in Gaza and the threats to end it. Families of Israeli hostages are calling for ceasefire negotiations to be completed so their loved ones can get home. One of those families is that of Tal Haimi, a 41-year-old father of three and resident of Kibbutz near Yitzhak. Tal was killed on October 7th and his body brought to Gaza. His cousin, Udi Goran, spoke to our reporter Cian McCormack last night about how he still hopes Tal's remains can be returned to Israel.
I am the cousin of Tal Haimi, who was murdered and kidnapped on October 7th from his kibbutz near Yitzhak. When Tal was murdered on October 7th, his wife was second month pregnant, and 6 months or 7 months later, she gave birth to their orphan son.
There was a funeral service carried out for Tal, but you await his body to be returned.
This was heart-wrenching because the children were there, and they attended their dad's funeral with a coffin that had nothing inside. And it's still totally open to them because they still ask, how come people say dad is dead if nobody had seen him? We are still stuck. We are all still stuck on October 7th because there's really no way for us to move forward until we bring him to his final resting place in the graveyard, in the kibbutz.
But are you concerned about the ceasefire, whether it can hold, whether hostages will be released before Saturday when you have such vigorous language being used, Benjamin Netanyahu pledging relentless action?
I have major concerns because at the end of the day, stopping the ceasefire and continuing the war will not bring the hostages back. And this is my key concern, because the only way that we could bring the hostages back is by continuing the ceasefire and having Hamas willingly, not out of the kindness of their heart, but just because this is the agreement, willingly bring them back. And continuing this war will not do this. So, of course, I'm extremely concerned. Now, you know, we've been into this negotiations for so long. President Trump has made it very clear he wants to see the war end. He wants to see all the hostages back home. And, you know, we, the Israeli audience, we have zero influence over Hamas. But I think that if they truly want to see the violence end, then they also must make sure that they continue their part of the deal, releasing hostages on Saturday.
Our main conversation, it's your cousin Tal. How hopeful, if you can be hopeful, that his body will at some stage be returned along with hostages who are alive?
I am very, very afraid that something may happen in the process to stop this. We know this is a very fragile ceasefire. You know, hope dies last. And if I'm not hopeful, then, you know, I have very little reason to wake up in the morning and keep doing what I'm doing. Tal's body has to be back. We, and it's not just we and the rest of the hostage families have to have this closure. Of course, there's an immediate and unparalleled urgency to bring back the living, especially after we've seen and heard the conditions they are being held. But it doesn't detract even a bit from the fact that all the hostage families are waiting to have their loved ones back. And the ones who are still alive absolutely have to go back and begin treatment to start recuperating. But the ones who are deceased, their families are painfully waiting for them in order to end this period in life. All of these people, you know, we're members of a community and members of families, and there are many people waiting for them and waiting for a proper burial so they can move forward and just stop this horrific catastrophe that we've been living in.
And that was Udi Goran, whose cousin Tal Haimi's body remains held in Gaza, ending that conversation with Cian McCormack.